Father God, we come to you once again in the name of your Son Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. As your children are waiting upon you, Lord, to hear from you. Father, open our spiritual ears to hear your word. As you store your word, speak to us now. Here we are. Hide us behind your cross. Fill us by thy Spirit. Spirit of God, continually speak to us. We surrender the rest of the time into thy hand. In Jesus' highly exalted name, we offer this prayer. Amen. Put your hands together for Lord Jesus Christ and take your seat. Praise the Lord. Wish you all a very blessed Christ-centered New Year 2026. God bless you as he was with us in the past years. He'll be with us in the new year as well. Our God is always with us. Our God blesses us. He is our Father. We are his children. With that attitude, as we are with that belief, let us go into the Word of God. The title, what God has given to me, actually it is not recently given. It was on 30th of June. So the importance of obedience to God. The importance of obedience to God. You may be thinking, what's it? There is nothing excited here. But as we accept that he is our Father and we are expected to obey, as we as our parents expecting our children to obey, irrespective of age, obedience is the basic. If you open your Bible from Genesis to Revelation, the whole book is with these two. One is obedience. Secondly, promises. Thirdly, the blessings. We are all very much expected, excited to hear what is God's promise for me or for us this year. Am I right? It is always, it is natural, all of us to expect what is God's promise for us as a church, as a family, as an individual. And throughout the year we are hearing that all the promises are with the precept, the conditions. The same way, it is about obedience. As an introduction about obedience, obedience to God is a fundamental principle in Christian faith, reflecting our love, our trust, and our commitment to a living according to God's will. Do you understand that? Obedience to God is the fundamental principle in your Christian faith. We are all believers. We believe in God's word. Without faith, nothing is without faith, nothing can be done. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hello? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. If we have your faith, the measure of faith, whatever the faith you have, there are different faiths. The scripture says, a little faith, a great faith, and even Jesus Christ has mentioned on his journey. So everyone as a Christian, we have a faith, that's why we are Christians. And so the obedience to God is a fundamental principle in Christian faith. Secondly, obedience to God's word. See the difference. Obedience to God's word is the foundation of a fruitful Christian living. Fruitful Christian living. We are all fruitful Christians. God expects every one of us to be fruitful. It is not just fruit, abundance of fruit. As we expect abundance grace, abundance blessing, the same way God expects abundance of fruit from every one of us. For that, what is expected? Obedience to God's word is the foundation of fruitful Christian life. Not only that, it is through obedience that we demonstrate our love for God, align with His will, and experience His blessings. Hope you got it? So our faith is important, and obedience is that much important for us to bear abundance of fruit. All of us expecting abundance grace, abundant blessing. If we wanted to be blessed in abundance, you are expected to obey God. Time and again we keep on mentioning here about our love. Yes, we have the statement of God is good. God is love. Yes, very true. How much you love God. How much we love God. So, the exchange is, if you wanted to show more of your love, you may say, I love God this much. But your love is based on the ratio of how much you obey God. The more you obey, the more you say that I love God. Everybody can say I love God, I obey God. But your love based on how much you are obeying God. It is not just one thing or two things or 100. As I said, the whole Bible is full of commandments, full of blessings, full of promises. Everything is expected from Genesis to Revelation. That's why the obedience is that much important. We cannot take it easily. What is this? I am expecting something great. Here it comes like obedience. No. Obedience is something, it leads you, you know how it is? It is between life and death. If you obey, life. If you disobey, death. Where it started? Garden of Eden. Where it is going to end? Eternity. It is not the life of the time, life for eternal life, eternity. So the eternity will be determined based on our obedience. So the obedience is that much important for us to know. That we are going to see how it applies in our life. Let me complete it. So at the same time, the opposite is disobedience, on the other hand, leads to spiritual stagnation and separation from God. If you disobey, you will be separated from the very presence of God, what has happened to Adam and Eve. And this message focuses on the importance of living in obedience to God's word and His impact on our lives. So there are a few things. References, we'll go through it to support what is obedience, what is blessings, and then we will see one example over it. First thing, obedience demonstrate our love for God. As I said, our obedience demonstrate our love for God. Is it okay with you? Our obedience demonstrate means proclaim or open and known how much we love God. Obedience is the ultimate proof of our love for God and commitment to Him. Number one, that love is, it is not in words, but it should be in action. Our love should be in action. If you say that you love God, God expects you to show it, not how you believe inside or what you confess outside. You should be in action. Even confession also, it's an action. So in action it has to be shown. Jesus said, John 14 verse 15, true love for God is expressed through obedience. The true love for God is expressed through obedience. So he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14, 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Secondly, it's a faithful service. How you demonstrate your love, your obedience to our God? Through your faithful service. So obedience shows our willingness to serve God wholeheartedly. That's what even now we had an exhortation from Romans 12:1. What the 12:1 says, I beseech you, therefore, Paul says to Romans, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. We are all called to serve God. Hello? We are all called to serve God in one way or the other. But if our service to be reasonable, pleasing to God, what is expected? It should be a service with Christ Himself. So therefore, it should be a service, living sacrifice. We have to offer it. Thirdly, acknowledging God's authority. It is not only serving God, that is, has to be acknowledged with God's authority. Submitting to God's word acknowledges Him as Lord over our life. That means, James 4 verse 7 says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. How do you acknowledge it? How do we acknowledge ourselves to God? By submitting ourselves to God. By submitting ourselves means accepting the authority of God. So without His authority, we will not be able to serve and demonstrate our love for God. In that, fourthly, pleasing God. Whatever you do, obedience is nothing but doing everything in action, in work. Obedience can be seen only by your activity, by your actions. So as we know that faith without action is dead, in the same way, obedience to God without action is dead. It is no more considered. So here, our obedience has to be pleasing God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 1 says, finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord, and you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us, how you have to walk and to please God. So, our obedience has to be in action, and that has to be pleasing God. For all four, love in action, faithful services, acknowledging God's authority, pleasing God. One example from the Bible is Genesis 22 verses 2 to 12. Genesis 22 verses 2 to 12. All of us, we know about Abraham's faith and his obedience. Now, Abraham's unconditional love for God is one of the example for this purpose. Obedience demonstrate our love for God. Why Abraham? When you look at it, Hebrew 12 in the heroes of the Bible list is there. Abel is there, Enoch is there, and Noah is there. Here, Abraham is well known from the Bible. Whenever, wherever, anybody who speaks about the faith, who stands first? Even the small children knows about it. It is very easy to remember. And his obedience was very, very remarkable in the Bible. There are many. He is not the only person. But why he? So most of us know that about his story in Genesis 22. I need not go further. But just the highlight, I will bring it to you for our understanding. So what he has done, everything was in action. Obedience to God's word. When God spoke, immediately accepted it. You obeyed. As obedient, what was in action? He prepared himself immediately to sacrifice. God did not ask something light or simple. The one and only begotten son, whom God has given to Abraham, God asked Isaac as a sacrifice. There's no much to elaborate on that. You imagine. Is it possible? Is it easy? No, it is not at all easy. But even, yes, how the process, you will know the story. I don't want to repeat it, the same thing. But still, recollect everything, his obedience, how he put in action, what the basic is. He has taken, he prepared himself, he has taken the everything, fireworks and even the donkey and the workers and the son. And while on his way, even the son was asking, where is the lamb? This to sacrifice. But his answer was different. God will see. So here, I believe that Abraham asked actions, shows a faith that we as a Christian should all eliminate. And Abraham's willingness to offer his son Isaac demonstrate a willingness to obey God. God loves each one of us unconditionally. He wants us to respond to that love by loving him back and living our lives in the way that will please him in all we do. Abraham did that. We should all strive to do so as well. So Abraham proved his love towards God by his obedience. Obedience to God is not easy. Compare that with Abraham's obedience. Is there anyone who can say that obedience is nothing? It is easy. We can do anything for God to obey. Is there anyone here? Obedience is not so easy. Obedience is very, very difficult unless you have love for God. Then it is easy to give anything you can give to our God. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hope you understand what I said. Secondly, obedience brings blessings. As you are all of us are waiting. Obedience not only demonstrate our love for God, continually, simultaneously, it will lead to, brings blessings. Obeying God's word positions us to receive His promises and blessings. All of us are ready to bring and to receive God's promises. Yes or no? Yes. All the promises are, God's the promises are a covenantal promises. Covenantal blessings. So, obedience to God activates His covenant promise to all of us. Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2. Deuteronomy chapter 28, 1 and 2. Now, it shall come to pass. Pay attention to God's word. Now, it will come to pass if you diligently obey. Diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all His commandments. Underline that. All His commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Verse 2 says, and all these blessings, you know about Deuteronomy 28, the blessing is for blessings and the curses. I'm talking about the blessings. So he says, all the blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. We can claim any number of promises, any number of blessings. At the same time, the blessings are covenantal blessings. We have to obey everything. So what are they? Protection and guidance. God leads us and protects those who obey Him. You may be surprised. Why for everything you are telling, obey, obey, obey? I'm not saying. It is from the word. So everybody wants protections. Everybody wants guidance. That's what we are waiting upon the Lord. How God, I am expecting and waiting for God to guide, God to lead. Yes, true. He will do it. Psalm 32 verse 8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. Then I will guide you with my eye. I will guide you with my eye. God will guide you. God will lead you. God will protect you. Provider, you are ready to? You are ready to? Obey Him. So when you say it is accepted as, you have made a promise. It is not only God who promises us, we too promising God. I will obey. How many of you believe that? If you believe, say amen to that. Amen. That's true. Okay, thirdly, under obedience to God's blessing, prosperity and success. Everybody likes it. Very attractive to the present world. So the prosperity and success. Obedience bring spiritual and material prosperity. It is not only material, as some of the people are longing for, God also blesses with a spiritual prosperity. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Expecting prosperity is nothing wrong in that. But the condition is, read, meditate, day and night. Not only that, it's continue. What is that? That you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Am I speaking to you? Is the word speaking to you? It is a reminder. It is God speaking. It is His word. Our God is the same. As He spoke to Joshua, He is speaking to us as well on this new year. To bless us. Bless us with the prosperity of spiritual blessings and the physical material. Amen? For then you will make you the way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Every day on success in our life. Everything what you do, expect success. All our children to be successful. Yes or no? Yes. If you do so, remember the covenant. Remember the commandment, ready to obey God's word. In that, other thing is, answered prayers. How many of you know that our church is known for many things? One of the things is, our church is known for prayer. Our church is known for prayer. Those who believe say amen to that. For that also you are keeping silent. It sends not everybody part of the intercessory prayer. Your voice makes the difference. Your voice teaches how much you are involved in the ministry of intercession. Around among the Christian and among the members of the church, those who are part of intercession, they are well known and understood about the ministry of intercession. So the church is known for prayer. Why it is said, why I make this statement boldly? The church prays, God answers. The church prays various places. Some of you, you may give the prayer request, God answers. You may not be knowing. Only after receiving the answers, you are knowing that the church is praying. Whether you are participate or a member of the intercessory ministry or not, the church is praying for you. The church is praying around. Even the far countries around the world, people send the request here and God answers them, by which the church is known as a church of prayer. Amen. So in that way, God answers our prayers. So how is it? God answers the prayers of those who obey Him. 1 John 3:22. He says, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Because we keep His commandments and do those things. So every Commandment is with the condition, and the answers, our answers are with the commandments or with the conditions. So we do. That's why the first statement says, whatever we asked, we receive from Him. Provided we are ready to obey. Provided we are obeying His commandments. Am I right? The biblical example is 1 Kings chapter 17, 8 to 16. About widow of Zarephath obeyed how Elijah and experienced the supernatural provisions. Let me go quickly. God told Elijah, you know about Elijah, what he has done, what was his condition. It is recorded. After God has fed him through ravens, at last he has asked him to go. So he moved. So God told Elijah, go to widow woman by Sidon and she will take care of you. So Elijah went. When he saw the widow, he said, fetch me some water and bring me morsel of bread. She replied, you know there is a famine in this land. There is no water, no crops. Crops won't grow. And I have left a tiny bit of flour and a little oil. I am just getting some wood to make a fire and may bake the cake. Then I and my son will eat it and die. Elijah said, don't be afraid. Make that bread for me. And then God will provide for you and your son until the day he sends rain on the earth again. She did, underline, she did exactly as Elijah said. And from that moment onwards, the barrel of flour was never empty and the oil never ran dry. This is an illustration of the power of God. When we trust Him, our physical needs, the food, and the anointing of, which is the oil, symbolizes, will never fail through, though the rest of the world was in famine, these people are blessed with simple obedience to God's word. There can be drought and famine elsewhere, but God literally fulfilled His promise to the widow. So in that case, what we understand from here? Even for physical, the whole world may suffer, but you will not suffer, provided you obey God's word. Whether you receive it directly from God, or from the scripture, or through the servant of God, God's word never changes. Whether it is come from above or from the earth, God's word is God's word. If that is true, what is expected? Obey God's word to be blessed. Let's move on. Third, obedience transforms our character. Obedience transforms our character. God uses our obedience to shape us into Christ-like individuals. Renewal of our mind. Obeying God's word renews our thinking and aligns us with His will. Same Romans 12 verse 2. Romans 12 verse 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Transforming our character is most important. There is a saying. All of you know and heard many times. If wealth is lost, nothing is lost. If health is lost, something is lost. If character is lost, you are well aware of it. So you know how important the character is. So obedience changes our character. Amen? If you know the importance of that, yeah, let us see. The purification of our heart. How? First of all, transforming our mind. Secondly, purification of our heart. Obedience fully purifies our hearts and leads to righteousness. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth taught the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Our heart should be pure. Why? Why our heart should be pure? God sees our heart all the time. And God purifies us. The Spirit of God lives in us. Hello? The Spirit of God lives in us. We should have a purified heart. If not, there is no place for Him there. So in that case, it is He who purifies. It is our responsibility to keep the purity of our heart. In this new year, we should have a heart to forgive one another. To forgive one another. To love one another. There should not be any enemies for us. Amen? 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 How it is possible? Loving and forgiving. Okay. Spiritual growth is not only just a purification of our heart. The spiritual growth is expected. So we all are always expected to grow spiritually also. Obedience helps us to mature in our faith. Hebrews 5:14 says, even when you know, always we in during the dedication, we say about Samuel how he grew, and also Jesus how he grew. He is not only in stature, in wisdom, in understanding, in favor, we have to grow. That is the spiritual growth. So here, Hebrews 5:14 says, but the solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is mature. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. The discerning spirit, the maturity is based on your discernments. Your discernment in the word. What is discernment? What is right and what is wrong? We should know. Since some people do not have that maturity, since some people do not have that discernment, what they do? They depend on others. Hello? Am I speaking to you? They depend on others means we are looking for someone whom you think more spiritual than you. Am I right? Am I right or wrong? It is natural. Because you are not matured enough, because you do not have the discerning spirit, whether it is right or wrong, whether to move forward or not, so you are depending on somebody whom you think they are highly matured than you. God is not a God of favorism. God is not only for somebody. For us, we are all His children. You don't look at it, you are different, you are different, you are different. God wants all of us to be together in all. He loves us all. He favors us all. He expects all of us to obey the same way. as Abraham obeyed to him. Amen? So, the spiritual growth is most important. God expects us. As we are expecting the physical growth from our children, God expects us as our spiritual children, all of us are children. He is our God the Father. He expects us to grow spiritually also. For that, obey. Obey God's word. Fourthly, the reflection of Christ. Living in obedience makes us reflect the character of Christ. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. The Son of God who loved me and he gave himself for me. So in that way, what is as simple as that? We are reflecting Christ to the world. That is the greatest gospel. That's what God, people will come to know. In all our ways, whether inside or outside your working place, your neighbors, to all of them should see that we are Christian. Christ-like nature is in me. I should reflect light to this world. Jesus said, you are the light. As I said, this is the season of celebration from the beginning of the month. See this light. Everywhere illumination of the light. What is the meaning of it? What is the truth behind it? What is the truth? Jesus came to this world as a light. Hello? Jesus came to this world as a light. The light of love. Hello? The light of love in him that is reflecting to the world so that the world will know. Jesus came to this world to show the love of the Father. We understood it, we believe it, we accept it, so that what is expected? Be the light to the world. Be the light to the world. Make this as a sign. Let the people see. The world may not know. You know it. If you know that, be the light to the world. Reflect Christ-like nature, the character, to the world. As simple as that. It is possible only you obey God's word. Hello? You obey God's word. To reflect Christ through your life to the world. What to do? Obey. Amen. So one of the classic examples is Noah. Noah's obedience in building the ark set him apart and made him as righteous. Genesis 6 verse 22 says that. So this verse highlights the importance of obedience and faith in carrying out God's will. So you know about the story of Noah and what are the obstacles he has faced from the world, all of you know. If you read the Bible, you will know. I'm not going through that. But what made him to be successful, or what made him to be enrolled in the heroes of the Bible by faith? What made him? The whole world was, all the day they were mocking at him and made fun of him. And about by his age, by his nature, what he was doing, the whole world was against, not ready to believe it. But he determined to obey what God said. Even though he has not seen, he believed. Believe with action. Action is obedient. Hello? What is obedient? Put your faith in action. Noah believed, the proof was he built that ark. What it made? He saved the life of people, even including the animals. Amen? That is a God's way to demonstrate his love towards his people. That was possible only obedience of Noah, the man of God. So in the same way, if God wanted to perform a miracle through you to the world to know who is our God, God expects all of us. What? Obey. Fourthly, quickly, we'll move. Obedience requires for God's purposes to be fulfilled. As simple as that. To God's purposes to be fulfilled, obedience is necessary for us. So God works through our obedience to accomplish His divine purposes. Not only for us to be blessed, not only for us to be provided, not only everything, what we have seen so far is belongs to us. In a personal, in a family, in the ministry, serving God, and to the world, yes. But everything now, it is towards God's purposes. So, He will not let us to walk alone. Always God expects us to partner with Him. So the partnership with God. Obedience makes us a co-worker with God in His plans. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. We are not workers. We are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. Amen? So you are working for God with His partnership. Secondly, unlocking divine assignment. So obedience leads us into our God-given purpose. That is Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you your future and your hope. How is it possible? Obedience. We are ready to know or anxious to know about the future. Please be ready to obey. That is the key. You have to unlock it to receive that portion of your blessings. Amen? Thirdly, manifestation of God's glory. So, the glory is revealed through God's obedience. John 9:3-7. You know about the blind man. 3-7 it says, Jesus, and so when the disciples asked him why he was blind, he said, neither this man or his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. So God made it clear and applied to him his obedience, and he has seen or received the sight back. So in that case, simple obedience made him to receive the sight. So impact on others, it is not only within us, all our obedience, our blessings to be shared with others as well. Our obedience can lead others to salvation and faith. Matthew 5:16 says, let your light, as I said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify Father in heaven. Amen. For that, the example is about Peter that we know from Luke 5:5-11. 5:5-11, when you go through that, Jesus found two boats on the seashore. He chosen one, which belongs to Simon Peter. And when he was nearing, He get into that boat. He ask him to push a little while into the water. First thing is, he allowed Jesus to get into his boat. Second thing, when Jesus asked him to push a little into the water, he simply obeyed and pushed the boat into the water. As he is in the water, but you know, this is the shore, so all can see. If Christ stands on the shore along with them in the line, not that person can see here, not that person can see him. So to elevate himself, he get into the water and all can see. He preached and they all heard. How long he was preaching, no one knows it. But after he finished preaching, he said to Simon, go into the deep water, put your net. You know what is the result? He catch abundance of fishes along with the workers along with him, and they were all blessed. How it is possible? Simple obedience of a single person, it made all to know God blessed him. So all are blessed. Brothers and sisters, if your obedience will bring blessings not only to you, to others as well. That's what always I used to say that. It is Abraham's blessing. God bless him, promise him, you will be a blessing. So when God blesses you, expect that you will be a blessing. He is the blesser. He will not bless you alone for yourself. God blesses you so that you will become a blessing to all others as well. Amen? Right. Let us quickly go far. So far we have seen about the blessings, the obedience, the necessity, and why. What is the consequence of disobedience? That also we should know. Failure to obey God leads to spiritual and physical consequences. Number one, what is that? What has happened in the Garden of Eden? Separation. If you disobey, the first thing, you will be separated from the presence of God. There is no other punishment than that. Separation from God. Isaiah 59 verse 2 says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. So this is how God spoke to me. There is a very big and the encounter with God. And with that, after the encounter, God gave this word to me. So that is the personal that you can ask later. But one thing we know, disobedience separates you from the presence of God. Secondly, loss of God's favor. Disobedience causes us to forfeit God's blessings. 1 Samuel 15:22-23. The rebellion is as the sin of the rich cat, and stubbornness is the iniquity and idolatry, because you have rejected the word of God, the Lord. He also has rejected you from being king. You know about it? Yes. It is all about Saul. Thus, thirdly, loss of God's favor. Thirdly, spiritual weaknesses. Disobedience weaknesses our faith and our spiritual strength also. You know about Samson. Judges 16 verse 20. And she said, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. So he awoke from his sleep and said, I will go out as before at other times and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. That is an example for us to learn. what is the consequences of disobedience. Finally, the judgment and discipline. God disciplines those who disobey Him. Hebrews 12 verse 6. For whom the Lord loves, He chastens and scourges every son whom He receives Him. And the biblical example is Saul the king. Disobedience, he lost his throne. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verses 26 to 28. You know about him, how he lost it. As a conclusion, because of the time, living in obedience to God's word is not optional. Hello? Living in obedience to God's word is not optional. It is the commandment that leads to life, blessings, fulfillment. As believers, we must strive to align our lives with God's will, trusting Him in all things. Secondly, obedience requires humility, love, faith, and a heart willing to submit to God. Choose today to walk in obedience and experience the abundant life God has promised. Can we all stand? There is a prayer we can do together as a commitment, as an acceptance, accepting God's word, ready to obey God. Let us do this prayer. There are 10 points over here. Prepare your heart. Prepare yourself. Now you are going to make commitments. And your prayer, request to God as well. As we started with, nothing is without commitment. Are you ready? Are you ready? Yes. Let's go. 1, 2. Go. Lord, give me a heart that loves you to obey your word. Father, teach me to trust and rely on your instructions. Holy Spirit, empower me to walk in obedience daily. Lord, help me to submit to your authority in every area of my life. Father, forgive me for the times I have disobeyed you. Lord, align my thoughts and actions with your word. Holy Spirit, guide me into fulfilling God's purposes for my life. Father, help me to obey even when it is difficult. Lord, remove every spirit of rebellion from my heart. Father, let my obedience bring glory to your name. Amen. Please take your seat. 2026 is the year of obedience. Herewith, I declare 2026 is the year of obedience in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The promise says, Deuteronomy 5:33, walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess, in the land where you live, in the land wherever you live. This is the promise. So, walk in obedience, underline, to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Shall we put our hands together? Accepting God's promises of this year? A simple thing. Obey. To say it's simple, but in action it is difficult. But already we made our prayers to God as our commitment to our God. God will fulfill your heart desire. God will fulfill your need. God will bless us. We are the blessed people. And God will continue to bless us. As He blessed us in the past years, He will continually bless us too in the coming years as well. So we hear from here onwards, start count your blessings. Amen. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's go to the Lord for the Lord's prayer now. Lord's shepherd, the Lord's table.
Ready to do your will. Ready to obey. As they have taken the bread and the wine, just ask the Lord to give you the grace, to give you the power to run this race 2026, to hear His voice and to follow through with it. Obedience is there, but to obey is better than sacrifice. To obey requires a lot from us. Let's pray for the Lord will give us the grace, the power to overcome and to obey Him. Let's just pray that as we turn the leaf into 2026, by the power of the blood, that we have left everything behind in 2025. As we have entered 2026, we will enter anew. It's a new start with the Lord. It's a new page in the Lord, in our family lives, in our jobs, in all that concerns us. The Lord will be with us. And so shall He be. And so shall He be. Father Lord, I say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to enter another year. We thank you for your grace in our lives. We thank you for the journey so far. We thank you, Lord, because we're looking up to 2026. It shall be a year that you will bless us abundantly if we hearken to your voice. And Lord, we know that testimonies shall come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. In Exodus 33:14, it says, "And you said His presence will go with you, and you will give us all rest on all sides." Lord, I pray for rest for everyone that I say in the mighty name of Jesus. They will feel that rest from the beginning of tomorrow, Father Lord, and for the rest of the years. If we obey you, Father Lord, we'll enjoy of this land. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Before we share the grace, we have the church calendars. They're out there. There are only 100 copies. So please, we request one per family. There'll be more on Friday if you need more. But as of today, only one per family. And I think you can take them out there. It has the verses for the years as you go on. Let's share the grace in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Happy New Year, everybody.